أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is his messenger and the prophet, and we ask Allah to shed his peace and the prayers upon the prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the day of judgment. My dear brethren, sometimes something is so well known that it moves from the focus of attention and it drifts towards the margin a little bit, until an occasion comes to focus the light on it again. And I would like to share with you the night when I discovered the obvious. In one night last Ramadan, I was sitting at the back of this mosque on a chair, when my eyes caught one of the brothers sitting beside the wall. To all appearances, he was quite a modest brother. He didn't look to be very educated. He didn't look to be very affluent. And as the human nature sometimes pushes us to try and categorize people into various layers and strata, when suddenly the question came to my mind, do you know whether you or that man are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the answer was, no, I don't know. That is me speaking inside me to myself. And I moved my eyes to the next person and asked the same question, do you know whether you are closer to Allah or that person? And the answer was no. And I started moving my eyes almost to every poor person in the mosque, and the answer always was no. From this moment my life changed. Things didn't look the same as they did before, because every human being I meet in any situation might be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than myself. Although I give lessons in the classes, yet who knows who is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this taught me the practical lesson of humility, being humble. We always know about humility, but it was that occasion that drew my attention to such an extent that really changed my look to people and my look to life. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam describes some of those people, the friends of Allah. And he says, if they come, they are not noticed. If they go, they are not missed. And yet, they might be amongst awliya Allah al-Salihin. Humility is a Quranic value that should be in our hearts and minds all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And those servants of Allah who walk humbly on earth, and if the ignorant challenge them, they say, peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًا لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. Isn't there in hell an abode for those who are arrogant? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ. He will not enter paradise, him who has an atom's weight of arrogance in his heart. And indeed, this should be heeded all the time. I do remember when I was young in age, in my very earliest years, when our teacher, rahmatullahi alayh, used to teach us a class about Asma'ullah al-Husna, the 99 beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he asked us a very strange question. You know Asma'ullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great, the loving, the high, the mighty. But our teacher asked us, what is that virtue which man has that Allah does not have? We were stunned for the question. How can a virtue be human and Allah doesn't have it? And the answer was humility. Only the human being is humble. As to Allah, Allah says, Al-Izzatu Izari وَالْكِبْرِيَاءُ رِدَائِي فَمَنْ نَازَعَنِي شَيْئًا مِنْهُمَا عَقَبْتُ. Dignity and greatness is my dress, and pride is my garment. Whoever competes with me in one of them, I'll punish him. And the foremost amongst humility should be the humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not only being humble to the people, but you should begin with humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I can count instances when the poor slave, the human being, is not humble towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, pray 5 times a day. And someone would say, if not by tongue, by deeds, no, I'll not pray. Or I'll pray morning and evening. Allah says, pray in the fast Ramadan. And someone would say, well, I'll fast, but I'll not pray. Allah says, don't drink alcohol. But someone would go and drink alcohol. He didn't say it with his tongue to Allah, I disobey you, I refuse you. But his action means that he is arrogant. And remember, or I'll pray morning and evening. Allah says, pray in the fast Ramadan. And someone would say, well, I'll fast, but I'll not pray. Allah says, don't drink alcohol. But someone would go and drink alcohol. He didn't say it with his tongue to Allah, I disobey you, I refuse you. But his action means that he is arrogant. And remember, my brethren, the original sin was not Adam and Eve eating from the forbidden tree. There was an original one before that. And that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels, I create a creature, man, from clay. When I shape him and blow into him of my spirit, bow and prostrate yourselves to him. And they obeyed except Iblis. He was a jinn. And this was the crime of arrogance. This was the original sin. Adam and Eve corrected course. They apologized. They retracted. They repented. And they were forgiven. But Iblis didn't. He held to his position. And he is still arrogant. And he is still trying to instill this arrogance into the souls of human beings, that they would be distracted from the way of Allah and take the wrong way to hell. We should be humble towards the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. I was alarmed some time ago when there was a meeting including some youth, and we were reporting some incidents of the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when one of those young people below 20 years old who said, oh, the Prophet should not have done that. This is the arrogance. This is the ploy of Iblis working through the human soul. Indeed, the Prophet is the one selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to convey his message and to be our role model. Humility towards the learned and the imams and the scholars. Again, I heard some young people, very green and very ignorant, who would say about Abu Hanifa and Shafi'i and Ibn Hanbal and Malik and Ja'far al-Sadiq, etc. Oh, they had their opinion and we have our opinion. Who are you? But it is arrogance that inflates the human being. See how modest the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was. As Allah addressed him, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. With whatever compassion from Allah, you are lenient with them. If you are thick of heart or arrogant, they would have disbanded from around you. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was visited by someone who was taken in awe by the Prophet. And he said, take it easy, brother. I am the son of a woman from the tribe of Quraysh who used to eat dry bread. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would be standing and the woman would hold his hand and pull him, taking him to a place she wanted him to go. And he would follow without even retracting his hand from her hand. The Prophet would stand up listening to the maid for a long time, until she spoke to him and as long as she spoke to him. And then she finishes and then he answers. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam worked with his hands with his friends. He would share with them cooking the food. He would carry stones building his mosque. He would milk the goat. He would tilt the plate for the cat to drink. This is the character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this was the character of his followers who were graduates of his school. And you remember the great Umar ibn al-Khattab, whom everybody held in awe, and yet would make his speech in the mosque. And the woman would stand up for him to correct him. And you would say, the woman is right and I am wrong. This is the humility and Islamic character without which we would be betraying our Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to keep close to our hearts and our actions the character of Islam as displayed by Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سلوا ربكم يستجب لكم.